Good morning. 7:52 a.m. Sunday, May the 19th, 2024. A mostly cloudy morning here on the Front Range east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's 60 degrees, rather pleasant. I smell flowers. Lilacs, I think. I don't see lilacs, but smells like lilac. Well, there's lilacs right there. They're not blossomed, but it's a wonder I smell anything because my nose is running way ahead of me. It's at least a block ahead right at the moment. Oh man, the old man runny eye thing is going full bore this morning. And it's very tedious. Well, that's an unusual configuration for a hammock. Running from the lower limb of this I think it's a ponderosa pine, I'm not sure. And then looped around the brick column holding up the neighborhood sign. And it's a little tiny hammock. Or it looks small from this distance anyway. Snowball plant looking snowballish. It doesn't seem to have much of an aroma. Yeah, there goes my eye again. Shoot. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to walk this morning. It really hurts. But I figured, you know, it's going to hurt whether I'm sitting at the house or walking on the street. So, walking one. I had some good tunes. Dirty Laundry was a good marching song. Crap is King. So, yesterday was, I did the walk. Didn't have much else to do for the day. I played a lot. Finished off the main quest lines in Far Harbor. I still have a couple of minor quests to do. I want to recover the supply cache at Cranberry Bog, and that's gonna take a bit of running around and dealing with radiation. Finally put a radiation arch in my home, so when things get too red, I can just sort of step through and rinse it out. I'm not playing on survival. I played on survival before. I have played on survival before. Survival is... Survival is the game where you have to walk everywhere. We walk everywhere. There's no fast travel. You can't jump home for a quick resupply. You can't do anything. It's a very realistic way to play the game. I'm not sure I'm up to that level of realism. I really like carrying thousands of rounds of ammunition with me. If nothing else, I make good trade goods. Individual, they're not very, very costly, so I don't have to worry too much about my charisma in terms of getting a good deal for the stuff I'm selling. And I pay a little premium for the stuff I'm buying. Usually what I'm buying is more ammo. But that guy's popular. He's doing something with some kind of an electric appliance there. It's probably not that noticeable elsewhere in the neighborhood, and it's a single family mansion, I think. I don't think it's a duplex. It was a little breeze. I'm not getting it anymore. So yeah, yesterday was a big Fallout 4 day. I engaged in some rather unethical behavior in order to keep as many people alive as possible in Far Harbor. Reap the rewards for my unethical behavior. I don't know if that's a sardonic commentary on the part of the game writers that it pays best if you engage in not just ethically gray, but highly suspicious behaviors. All in the name of keeping the most people alive as possible. Added to my collection of power armor. I'm at the point where it's like I've had arguably the two best sets of power armor from the beginning. Why do I keep collecting them? I don't know. Seems a thing to do. My pens! Oh my goodness. I rinsed out the Jinhao X-Fortis 50. I did not like that pen. It wouldn't post, felt too short when it wasn't posted. I kept dropping the cap. I said, screw it. Saved what I could of the Red Dragon ink and just rinsed it, call it good. I went to use my Metropolitan this morning, and it's dry. Not dry, but I ran the cartridge out of ink. I was using it so much. Right now, I try to keep five pens inked, or I've been keeping five pens inked, and I've only got one. I really like my Watermans. Although I've got a restored Esterbrook J that I think I'm going to ink up next. It's a lever filler. It's a very old style pen. I'm looking forward to seeing what that does. It's one of the famous pens. It's one of the pens that has in the fountain pen world some history to it. I think Esterbrook is still making pens. But these are from the 40s, 50s. Classy looking pen. I also have a Champion. Champion is not very well known, but it's a beautiful little pen. I might do that one too. It's another lever filler. Although I have so many Parkers left to try out. I've got a bunch of. Oh, that's cute. They put a little domed window in that new fence. Perhaps for the dog to peek out. I don't know. But I have a white feather. It's a Chinese pen from the 60s, I want to say. Probably from the 50s. Along about the same time as the Red Stars came out. Red Stars were Russian pens made by the Chinese. I have a couple. I think I have at least one Red Star. I have to look and see. I'm not sure which one it might be. Morning. But I got a white feather from the same time period. That one's been cleaned out. I could check that and see how that writes. I still haven't been able to get that one Schaefer cartridge pen. I'm going to be able to get its nib to line up. It's still out of alignment. I could just replace the nib, but I really would prefer to. It's just out of alignment, just a little bit. Anyway, kind of plan to get ready. Stay with me. I'm going to post. It's some kind of marking on the concrete there. I'm not sure what it means. Perhaps it means they're going to do something with the broken off post, finally. This green snowball looking a little less green today. Or maybe it's just the light makes it look less green. I really like what he's done with this corner piece. With the red and white stone and a few tufts of grass. It looks very zen. License plate on his car, WR3XUS, Rexus. And it's a jacked up something or other. I hear a helicopter off in the distance. Military chopper sound. Probably National Guard out for the weekend. Because it's a beautiful day. I don't know if it shows up in the picture, but there was a hot air balloon flying off in the way off, well off in the distance. On the, it would have been on the far right side of the image, and I haven't. I'll look at it when I get it into Flickr so that I can see it on the big screen. But I don't know if you could see it or not. But it was, it sort of made me like, we should be having. It says there's a summer hot air balloon festival that happens around here at some point. I don't remember when. It'd be fun to be out on that morning. I'm still reading Melissa McShane. I'm on almost at the end of book three. I will be going directly to book four. Male robins here doing a little bit of morning hunting. Lamp post at the end of the street that apparently has its daylight sensor burnt out because the light's still on. These locust trees are, yeah, I think so. Mountain laurel, maybe. That one's mostly dead. It's got just a few green limbs on it, and the rest of it is looking, it's really sad. Like, given how many of them they put in here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. There's 20 of them in a row. And that's the only one that looks peaked. It's pretty good. Although it looks like one of them was a replacement. Now that I look at it down here, there's a few big ones and then one little sort of puny one sitting here. Either it's not getting watered or it was a replacement. I don't remember them replacing it, but then I'm not likely to. I've missed so many days in the last 3 years that it's a wonder I still remember the path. That's funny. You know, I keep thinking about these pens. And like, there's some of the cheap ones I find quite satisfying to use. Oh, run that red light, that red light, that stop sign. Just cruise right through like you own it. I'm glad I wasn't trying to cross the street just then. I got the Phileas. It's a Waterman Phileas. One of the old ones. So it's not one of the new cultures. And I really like Waterman pens. Schaefer's a good working pen, good. The old style cartridge pens are still quite useful. Did you run that stop sign and then pull up here and stop? Are you lost, Chauncey? Well, I think so. I think that's the same car. But I keep wondering, it's like, what's the difference between a $40 pen and a $400 pen? And why would I pay that? Although, there's a beautiful Mach-E A pen up. It's, I think its current bid is like $1.98. It's like a $5,000 pen. I can't imagine owning a $5,000 pen. I can't imagine putting that kind of money into a pen that I don't use except for pen drills and filling out a periodic journal entry. I missed a day in my journal. I don't know if I mentioned that before. It's very distressing because I thought I'd done it and I hadn't. I went back the next, went to put in the next day's entry and realized that the one that I was going to make was not the next date in line. And it was quite distressing. It's like, I could have sworn I did this. But then I thought back to the previous morning and realized what had happened and how I rely so much on pattern. I rely so much on, first we do this, and then we do that, and then we do the next thing, and then that happens, and then we do this. And if anything gets out of whack, if anything gets out of sequence, if something interrupts that chain, I don't necessarily realize that I skipped a step. That's caused me a great deal of grief over the years. And it's sprinkler season, so my irrigation system is running. Should not be spending this much water on lawn. It's ridiculous. But 23, almost 24 minutes. Yeah. I'm not exactly burning up the sidewalk, but I am getting out and walking, and that matters. For the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.